Life Audio.
Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone who uses our Buy Me a Coffee link to support our shows and our online ministry content. As I record this, there are nearly 100 of you who have done so, and I'd love to meet you personally, and here's how I hope to do that. This Sunday evening, March 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting an informal online meetup, Q&A, and prayer time for our supporters. Everyone who supports our show through the Buy Me a Coffee link in this episode's description is invited. All supporters will be receiving an email with the Zoom link later this week, and I can't wait to meet you. Now, let's take a quick pause for a few words from our network, then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." How honest and transparent are we? What do we know about ourselves that we think no one else knows? What are we hesitant to admit? To what degree are we open about the desires of our heart? There is nothing about us that God doesn't already know. He knows every nuance of our personality, every struggle we wrestle with, every thought that produces fear, and every sin we hesitate to confess. He knows all of this. And he also knows that we have a tendency to hold things back from him. Why do we do that? Sometimes we forget just how deeply we're loved. When we received the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, we were rescued, redeemed, and sealed as God's child forever. God no longer sees us as we used to be. Now, we're assured that just as the Father loves the Son, so too are we loved. Knowing we are loved and living like we are loved can be quite different. If we're convinced of the love of God, we can joyfully open up our hearts to Him and ask Him to search out what's there, cleanse us of any unrighteousness, and point us in the direction He desires us to follow from that point on. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for this psalm that reminds us to come before you and open ourselves up before you completely. In this psalm, we see David coming before you and praying that you would search him and that you would know his heart, that you would try him and that you would know his thoughts. And if anything offensive or grievous was found in him, that you would change that, that you would lead him in the way everlasting so that he wouldn't keep going in a direction that dishonored you. And Lord, we pray that by your grace that you would help us to have that kind of transparency before you, that we would just open ourselves up before you and ask you to intervene. We know that you already know what we're thinking. We know that you already know what's on our hearts. We know that you already know what we're wrestling with. But we also know that through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we have been made part of your family. We are united to your Son. You call us your own, and you love us in a way that's not going to change. So we could admit our worst mistakes to you. We could admit our worst thoughts and our worst words to you. And we know, Lord, that as we come before you and we humbly confess and repent of our sin, you assure us that you will cleanse us of it. And by your Spirit, you lead us in your everlasting way. So we're thankful today for the kind of love that you've shown us and for the ways in which you intervene in our lives. We commit ourselves and this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.